28 childcare providers have notified parents that they intend to close over the next 2 weeks. That's in addition to the more than 130 providers who have closed their doors for good since March of last year. Childcare providers say they feel bullied by the Department of Children. The Federation of Early Childhood Providers has launched a new publication asking the government to boost funding and protect businesses from the cost of living crisis. It must be extremely worrying news for parents, childcare providers and their staff. With me to discuss all of this, including the implications of these closures, is Noel Mulderig from Kids Haven Creche in Shannon. A very good morning to you, Noel. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Very well. The sector itself, though, childcare provided sector, not doing as well. I mentioned the closures. 28 say they will be ceasing operations. 150 will have closed their doors over the past 14 months. Yourselves at Kids Haven will be closing your doors in June. So I'm sure the news of the other closures comes as no surprise. Are you closing for similar reasons to some of your colleagues in the industry?
Well, it's important to state that all the childcare providers at the moment are in a difficult position. And before I start and answer about our own situation, I just want to raise an issue. The whole issue of the NCS, the National Childcare Scheme, is one of the major stumbling blocks for providers that's hurting them because of the sheer inflexibility of it, the sheer level of work that goes into it, the sheer level of bureaucracy, and the fact that providers, through no fault of their own, are losing money because if a parent doesn't bring their child in for a certain number of days or fails to attend or any other reason, the childcare provider is punished and the money is taken off them. So basically we're holding a place open for children and we are being penalised by the state and the money has been taken back, which is a huge, huge problem for us.
Noel, can you outline why you feel the scheme is inflexible, as you say?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Number one, it's very bureaucratic. There's an awful lot of time goes into it. And the major fault of that scheme is that the onus is on the childcare provider and not on the parent. So if most parents are very good and they're very diligent in bringing their children to the service, but if for whatever reason a parent doesn't bring in their child, we spend our time chasing down those parents to find out why they're not there. Don't bring them in, we get penalised and the money is taken back that we have been given to mind that child. The money is taken back from us, so effectively we're providing a space in our creche for free and providing all the staff and the resources to ensure that space is provided in accordance to the regulations.
We're also joined by Elaine Dunn, Chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Good morning to you, Elaine.
Good morning.
What Noel is saying there, I'm sure, is no surprise to you. Are you hearing similar issues or complaints from your other members?
Yeah, look, we were hearing so much on the ground. I mean, I've worked with 28 services over the last 2 weeks that have given notice to parents. Last night I was contacted by three more, another one this morning. So, I mean, the list is just going up and up and up, and it just can't continue. You look at, you know, the staff and the provider burnout is huge within the sector, and it's all because so much is pushed on us. Like this, we have huge waiting lists for children nationally trying to get into services, and we need somebody to come in and do something fast. Services that are closing down are urban and rural, and we would have said before that it was just the small services, but it has changed now. It's full daycare, it's part-time services, it's sessional services, it's after schools, it's everybody. But they're just burnt out. We are just so tired of everything being pushed on us all of the time. The administration burden, you end up getting no family time at all. You can't do it during the day because obviously we can't get staff. We're struggling for staff. So you work your 10 hours in your service during the day. You're going home at night time to do your paperwork. You're coming in on Saturday mornings to do your paperwork. Then you're going on a Sunday to do the shopping for the school on the Monday. So there's actually no downtime at all. And the fee freeze has become one of the biggest issues for small and medium services. You have early childhood care and education, which is known as the ECC services. They're at a fee freeze since 2018. They had a 7% increase between 2010 and 2017. They're now at €69 a week. Then you have full daycare service and part-time services that are stuck at a historic fee freeze going back to 2017. Like, do you know anything that's at the same price as 2017?
And is that the big issue, Elaine, for childcare providers, that with this fee freeze, that it isn't accounting for surging inflation rates that we've seen over the past number of years?
Oh, absolutely. And like you have more, the sick days have gone up to 5 now. We're looking at the pension scheme possibly coming in now in next January. Like, there's no money. I mean, myself, I had to pump in money in March. From my husband gave me a loan to put it into my business to pay my staff wages. I'm a fantastic businesswoman. I know how to run a business. And I can categorically tell you, childcare services are businesses that are being failed by government, not by the what we do in our services and how we look after children and how, like, before the government took over, these businesses were viable businesses. We weren't charging astronomical fees, as people put out there. But parents needed the NCS. NCS has come on board. It's absolutely fantastic for parents. But as Noel said, money is recouped all the time. I had a public inspection yesterday, and I'm going to put this story out there because I had them in yesterday in one of my services. We can't get staff, so I took on a little boy who was sent out from a primary school in November because they couldn't manage him. He's autistic, and they couldn't manage him, and they couldn't get the support. His parents rang around all of the services around my area. Nobody had a place. So we took him into our service. I couldn't get the staff member, so the little guy goes to an ASC unit on a Friday, on a Saturday afternoon. The girl that runs that ASC unit then came in to support him. She's got years of experience, so I asked her to do a childcare qualification level 5 and level 6, which I paid for, and she's now qualified as level 5. We're just waiting on the documentation. They are now threatening, the department and the PUBL are threatening now. I was told yesterday that quite possibly the funding for the whole year for this child is going to be pulled back. Even though we have done so much work with this child, you know, and we put every effort into it, but we couldn't get somebody that's qualified as level 5. But he will go into primary school in next September with an SNA who may have only 3 months qualification.
Very frustrating, difficult situation. And no, I mean, parents will be worried hearing all of this, the rate of closures. It's very hard to square the circle of how childcare costs are so considerable, yet there's a disconnect between what parents are paying and the educational markers that those who want to work in childcare have to attain in order to do the job, which is a hugely important job in both allowing parents to work, and also there's a huge responsibility that comes at minding someone's child. Yet the pay that childcare workers get and the conditions they face aren't up to par, and is probably a big deterrent in, I would imagine, for yourself and other people in the business in trying to attract and retain staff. It's a hugely problematic scenario.
Well, there's a number of factors there, Alan, and one factor to outline is that in the last number of years, pay and conditions of staff have increased considerably, and there's been a huge effort, and I have been on with you before and I've complimented core funding for that because it allowed increases in salaries and which retained staff. But the problem we have is the problem that goes right across the economy. It is the cost of doing business, it's the auto-enrolment of pensions, it's the 5 days sick leave, it's the tsunami of increases in insurance. Because, and Elaine spoke very, very well there, and she outlined it here. I know providers that are borrowing money to keep their doors open in the hope that the tide will turn, and the tide is not turning. But we have to be very careful. When we say this, childcare is no longer a lower paid industry. There has been huge increases for staff, and rightly so, because of the responsibility. But the problem we have is the problem every small business has, is that we cannot hold people because there are much less responsible jobs out there with equal amounts of pay, and people, as Elaine stated clearly, are burned out. It's called compassion fatigue, where you're working with children every day and you're working with parents, and the burnout rate is huge. But we really need to drive that message home, and this is an election year, and it's the year on the doors for parents and providers to drive that message home.
And Elaine, I mentioned the FECP's United We Stand report, where you're asking the government to boost funding and protect businesses from the cost of living crisis. But I mean, we've heard the Minister for Children, Roger Gorman, previously insist more money is being diverted into the childcare sector, and there's been a significant increase in core funding. Does it sound as if the government are going to be all ears to this, and that there's a likely chance that they will boost funding and protect businesses?
Well, when it has an effect on the parents, then, of course, government have to step in. Because if parents can't get out to work, and it's predominantly the woman that's going to be put out of the workforce, then something has to be done for these people. We can only do so much. We can't keep going along with the core funding the way it is now, it is not enough. So the likelihood of what's going to happen here is that many providers of the larger scale may all pull out of core funding and then it will fail. And I mean, that's what's starting to happen as well. You can see providers now coming out of it and upping their fees. So either they're going to close the doors or they're going to up their fees. And can I just come back to you on the point regarding the amount of funding that the department give us and the government give us? So you have to look for the breakdown of that funding, because when they say how much it is, if it's 287 million or a billion, you need to look at where it's all going, because trust me, it is not coming to us on the ground. And we can prove that by our bank accounts. Anybody is more than... I'm happy for anyone to see my bank account and see exactly what's going on. There is not enough money in it to keep my business viable and open. And if you have a sector that has a sustainability fund, then obviously there's a huge issue with funding. And then providers try to go for the sustainability fund. I'm working with a service up in the Galway. 18 months, they're trying to get the sustainability fund, and they've now announced they're closing the doors because they've given up. Does that sound like it's a government or a department of children that's trying to help providers stay open?
Very, very different situation. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like one that's going to be solved anytime soon, in as much as it does need to be, given the rate of closures, Elaine. But it doesn't sound like there is a solution coming quickly down the tracks, and particularly with a general election maybe 10, 11 months away maximum. And there's so many other issues for this coalition to deal with, housing and health and so on. Are you worried this will fall very far down the list of priorities, even though it shouldn't do?
Well, I think it has already fallen down the list of priorities, but it needs to come back up to the top, because at the end of the day, if they don't have childcare, then the economy is going to suffer, because we're all going to be gone and the parents won't be able to go to work. So jobs will be lost on all sides. So somebody needs to be made accountable for the mess that this sector is in today.
Very stark scenario. Okay, we do have to leave it there, but my thanks to you, Elaine Dunn, their chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, and thanks also to Noel Mulderig from the Creche Kids Haven in Shannon, who will be closing their doors in June.